Good morning, girls. I am back and better than ever after a, what, 2 or 3 week hiatus. I went MIA, missing in action. My headset broke because my daughter was playing with it. I went to Florida, had the disaster vacation of a lifetime. I came back and got the stomach flu, spent 3 days disinfecting my house. Then Hannah fell on her face and cut it all up. So it's been a crazy couple of weeks, but we are back in action. I called up all of our favorite people, Dr. Furman, Dr. Kafura. I have a new woman who I'm not even going to tell you about, but she is going to inspire you to be the best that you can be. She's a life coach. She has a website. She has a book, and we are going to have her on this week. And I am so excited because it is the Christmas season, and I'm putting together my famous holiday gift bag. This is the first year I'm going to do this, and what we're going to do is set a tradition that every year we're going to have this. It's going to be a contest, and the moms, you're all going to participate, and I'm going to pick what I think is the best answers to the question that I'm going to post, and you're all going to get some fabulous gifts. It's going to be so much fun. Forget about Oprah and her gift show. We are going to have a better gift show, and with me is Dana this morning, who is not in such a good mood, but we're going to snap her out of it. Dana, what's going on with you?
I'm tired. I've been working my butt off this morning.
All right,
I got
well,
my house
snap
clean.
Out of it, girl. Snap out of it. We have a lot to do. A lot to
All
do.
All right.
You better wake up. What were you doing, decorating your house?
No, I was cleaning my house, getting laundry done, doing the happy housewife thing so I don't have to think about it the rest of the day, and then, yeah, trying to move some furniture so I can get my Christmas stuff up.
Well, let me tell you, as everyone knows, last week I took the kids to Disney World, as you know, and when we got there, Hannah in the Magic Kingdom started projectile vomiting all over everybody during the light show, and I had to carry her across all of Magic Kingdom, across the parking lot, get her back to the hotel, and I tell you, Dana, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. So that was that day. Then dragging the kids to the airport. Then my nephew got sick. Then Connor got sick. Then we got home, and everyone I thought was better. So I went food shopping on Wednesday, bought all the Thanksgiving food, came back Thursday, cooked everything, made my pumpkin pie from scratch. My sister spit it out into her dish. I wanted to kill her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that later. But there's always a family fiasco on the holidays with my crazy family. But And then Bill and I got sick, spent the day, 3 days throwing up, had to disinfect my own house. So I don't want to hear that you're tired, because I'm more tired. I am more tired, but I am now, I have been getting up every day for the past 2 days, no, 3 days, a Sunday, Monday, and now today, at 4 a.m. I cannot sleep. I am like on overdrive. Overdrive. And I have realized one thing, Dana, that when I sleep more, I am more tired. Do you notice that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is what I have discovered. Girls, sleep less. Sleep less. I realize I have more energy. Bill says to me last night, he's like, what are you, like, smoking crack or something? He's like, the past few days, you're like a maniac. I was like, you know, Lysoling the house, scrubbing everything up. Yesterday, I brought in an army of cleaning people. Listen to what
Oh,
I did.
You did not.
I did. I hired like a cleaning crew because what happened was while we were in Disney World or whatever, when Bill went away, he decided to shut the, what is it called, a flume or a flue? What is that with the fireplace?
I think it's a flue.
Or a flue. Whatever.
Flum. Anyways.
Flem. Anyway. He shut it, and normally he always leaves it open. So when we got back from the trip, I put, you know, wood in the fireplace, and I tried to start the fire, and I got all this soot inside the house to add it to my list of fiasco of the week. So all downstairs on everything was just like a fine layer of, like, black dust. Plus, there was so much germs in the house from the stomach virus. I said, I can't take it. I cannot wipe this whole house down by myself. So I went through the Yankee Trader, and I called in one of these professional cleaning, you know, crews. And yesterday I had three women in my house with rags wiping down every wall, every piece of molding, everything. And when they were in the house yesterday, I was so aggravated that they were here. I was annoyed. They're making noises. They're banging into my furniture. One woman brought her little kid, this three-year-old kid, and the kid's sniffling and coughing. I'm like, get this freaking kid out of my house. I was so aggravated that they brought their kid with them. What if this child fell?
That's not unusual. That's not unusual. Well, because think about it. I mean, I think a lot of cleaning women, they're stay-at-home moms, or they try and not put their kids into daycare. Well, so
course,
the only alternative is
listen,
take
as
them
happy
with
housewife Darla, I support that. But mm-hmm. as Darla, woman who wanted her house cleaned, I did not want this kid in my house. Because I just got done with all my kids being sick. And this kid is coughing and sniffling and had a runny nose. I don't need this.
You're not going to say anything to them, are you?
Well, they're done. They were here yesterday.
Well, I know, but you're not going to, like, call them and complain about it, are you?
No, I'm not calling
okay, good.
And complaining. No, I'm
okay,
just
good.
Saying that between us, I was annoyed because what I'm saying is I was happy to have people in helping me. Because I couldn't wipe all the stuff down. I mean, every single piece of dried plant that I have, everything had to be taken out and shooken out in the backyard. Shook out, however you would say that. I mean, you had to have a thorough cleaning. And, you know, if I wasn't sick all week, and, you know, if this happened last year or 3 months ago, I would have did it myself. But I just...
Okay.
I couldn't do
it. I can understand. I can totally understand now because it's funny that you should bring that up because I just posted something on my blog yesterday about how I'm not like an Orange County housewife that walks around with martinis and hiring cleaning crews.
Well, let me tell you something. No, I've always said this. If you can afford to bring someone in to help you clean, there's no reason not to do it. Go ahead and do it.
Oh, sure. Sure.
You know,
I
I'm
can
not saying
see that.
There's nothing bad in having someone help you clean. Of course, what I wrote about in my book was when years ago, when the kids was not younger, but let's say three years ago, I actually brought in a full-time cleaning person because I had some extra money. We were doing better, and I became like that Ocean County, Orange County, whatever they are, crazy slob woman, where my whole life I felt was empty. I wasn't cleaning. Maybe this it sounds ridiculous, but I feel like this. If you're not cleaning your house, if you're not cooking dinner for your children, what the hell are you doing all day? I really think that you become empty. Your life becomes empty. And I know there's a lot of crazy working women out there who would get really mad at me saying that there's other things to do. But if you're not working, if you don't have a career, if you're not working full time, what the hell are you doing all day?
Yeah.
What are you doing with yourself? You become bored. And I felt that I was bored and my life was like empty and I don't like people in my house. So yesterday reminded me that the reason why I ended up getting rid of that woman that I had, who was a very nice woman, Jody, and I ended up getting rid of her because I couldn't stand having someone in my house touching my things. And I, you know what, when it comes down to it, I do like taking care of my house.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yep.
You know,
I like it for the most part. For the most part, I find I get tied down to my house. I worry too much about it. And for me, it's been a process of learning to let go, that you don't have to dust and mop and scrub bathrooms every single day. Because that's what I used to be like.
Yeah.
I used to do that. That's
no,
what I used to
do. That. And in fact, you just need to keep your house straightened out. Like I say, if your house is straightened out, no one will really see how dirty it is. So just keep your house straightened out. Make it look good. You know, cleaning each room once a week is thorough enough, I think. And that's it. You stay on your schedule. You do, you know, 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour later in the day. And that's all you need to do.
Yep.
You know, unless you're living in a 10,000 square foot mansion, you know, I think it's reasonable to keep up with the house. The problem is when you have – your kids are in school, so you have no excuse not to keep up with it. When the kids but when the kids are babies, that's when it's hard.
Yeah, I can agree with that. That is very hard because you're already running after the kids and seeing after them so much. You're so tired. And I mean, it doesn't take but 5 minutes for – babies and toddlers to just kind of blow apart the house at the seams.
Right,
so.
But that's why I say that when your babies are small, you need to not use your whole house. Stay in one room. You know, don't mess the whole house. That's why the toys should just be in one spot, in one basket, in one area. You know, you have to put your laundry away every time you do a load. You cannot let yourself fall behind. And the biggest thing that I can say that saved me when my babies were small, truly, is nap with your baby. When you can take a nap with your baby, when you can relax during the day, you feel great. You feel rejuvenated. It's when you're overtired and you feel like you're going to just lose it because you can't get any sleep. That's when I think you start to get, you know, completely overwhelmed.
I think you're right. I used to, I mean, Amanda stopped taking naps about a year ago. So she was, what, I don't know, 3 and a half. So she was kind of young, but I would always lay down with her, always. And it felt so good. Just even if it's for 20 minutes, just shut your eyes, chill out, you know, that kind of thing. And I always felt better in the afternoon. But I was also always worried that I would fall asleep hard and not wake up in enough time to go get Caitlin from school. So I was always kind of in that in-between stage. But
you know, I don't think any mother ever falls asleep hard like that. And let me tell you, when I did a documentary when I worked at PBS on SIDS, there has been no case of any mother falling asleep and killing her baby. In, you know, and rolling over on her baby. But there are cases of fathers every single year, which goes to show you that our subconscious, we are always thinking about the child, even when we're sleeping. Even when we're sleeping. But, Dana, this is
yes.
time to get into action. It's time to start thinking about my big holiday grab bag, Darla Santa giveaway. I'm so excited.
This I am too.
Be the main page at the end of the week. I have been working on this for about 2 weeks now, collecting my fabulous presents that we're going to give out to our moms. And we're not going to say too much about it because we're going to wait for the women to see it at the end of the week. But we're having a lot of fun with the website. And I'll tell you, every day I'm opening my email in the Happy Housewives Club, and we are getting like 50 women every day signing up for the Happy Housewives Club.
Not only that, but I've noticed a surge in overseas signups. I mean, we had Austria and New Zealand, and I mean, really, it's didn't we have like a Belgium one a couple weeks ago?
Right. We have every single day lots of women from England. And, you know, the, in Australia, we've had a few women this week from Australia come through. But I think it's, you know, it's a clear indication that the word of mouth works. So tell your girls to get Happy Housewives for their friends, and I still every day get at least a dozen emails from women saying that Happy Housewives, the book, saved them, helped them, and has made them realize that it's okay to be home, to be happy, and they're thanking me. So I thank all of you because it makes it worth it. And I'm going to tell you, on Thanksgiving dinner, my sister, okay, let's get back to my sister. She says to me, what is that website that you have again? So I said...
I'm sorry, that's too funny.
I said, Cheryl, you've never gone to my website? She's like, no, what is it? I said, well, what do you think it would be, Cheryl? You know, what do you think it would be? Like, you know my name, and you know the name of my book. I said, why wouldn't you just at least Google me? She's completely, like, in the dark when it comes to the computer. So the scary thing is she works in a hospital and, you know, runs the lives of so many sick people. But anyway, so I said to her, you know, you can't get in anyway because you have to become a member. She's like, well, I'll become a member. I said, no, I'm going to block you. So if my sister tries to get in, we have to ban her. Just to annoy her. So when I brought
That's just so funny to me. I mean...
It's so ridiculous.
It just goes to show that you're not letting just anybody in, not even family, if
not
they don't meet
family.
The criteria.
Family is the worst. Family's the worst. I have, you know, I get so much crap from my sister on everything. We are such fierce competitors. It's so bad. And so many women I know have these issues with their sister. Martha posted that she, a few Thanksgivings ago, ended up choking her sister on the dining room table and putting her head up against the sliding glass window.
Oh, my God.
She ended up choking her. Now, we haven't gone that bad, but we haven't gone that far. But during dessert, when I gave my sister a piece of my homemade pumpkin pie that I made fresh that morning from a pumpkin, she spit it out into her dish. So she's chewing. Now, this woman is 37 years old. She's chewing it and spits it out. Can you believe this?
Not even into a napkin or nothing,
no,
just right onto her plate?
Into her dish. So I said, what's wrong with you? What's the matter? She's like, oh, I don't like it. You didn't put any nutmeg. So I said, Cheryl, usually people spit something out when it's, like, bad. Like, it's curdled. not because it's missing nutmeg. And she's like, well, why don't you put nutmeg in? I put nutmeg in. So I said to her, I don't like nutmeg, so it's not in my recipe. But if you make the cake, if you make a cake or a pie, you can add it. Now, I said that because my sister does not cook at all.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't cook. So this is, my sister is the person, like, in my book that I talk about. She doesn't cook. She doesn't clean. She doesn't clean. She is bitter. She is mad that she's working. She hates the world because she has to work. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, she has to work because she needs the money because she is divorced and she has a son, you know. So she, all the things that I am, she's annoyed over. And she'll say to me, well, I don't have time to cook. I don't have time to clean because I'm working all day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are lots of women who are working all day who come home and can cook a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they? I mean, isn't that what Rachel Ray is all about, cooking in 30 minutes?
Yeah, I just, you know, no matter what your situation, I guess,
listen,
I would think.
If you have a child, you need to cook for your child.
And offer them a clean, orderly environment, I would think.
But she's gotten around all that by moving in with my mother.
Oh, your poor mom.
So my mother, now listen to this, my mother cooks, obviously. My mother cleans the house. And now my mother is doing my sister's laundry again, like she's back to being a teenager.
Well, not only hers, but I'm assuming her son's as well.
Of course, her son's as well. My nephew, who I adore. And I love my sister, and I'm not really trashing her, but it's just interesting how our lives are so completely different. And, you know, someone from the outside could say, oh, well, Darla, it's easy for you to be a happy housewife because you have a husband and he's working and da-da-da, my sister's divorced and all that. But I don't believe that to be true. You could be a happy housewife by simply having this state of mind. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she
yep,
could be
– I do.
Right, and she could be have her own apartment, and she could be coming home and making a nice dinner and taking care of her own little place and still love being a mom and all these great things. But even when she had her own house, she didn't do that. When she was home full-time, she refuses to clean, and she refuses to cook, and she thinks she's above it all, and she has an attitude about it. And I think that that attitude has kept her from being happy in the home, and I just think it's sad. I just think it's sad.
Well, I think a lot of it boils down to just simply having pride. I mean, you know, you can be in the frame of mind where you're like, you know, it's not fair because everybody else has all these things and situations that are better than mine. But you need to snap out of that and just get a grip and realize that you have what you have because of the choices that you made, good and bad. And regardless, you still need to be proud of what you do have and take care of it, because you never know when you will have the money to replace something or not replace something if it breaks. You know what I mean? I sit there and I scrub my oven all the time because I'm always thinking of my grandma who had a stove that was like 40 years old because she took care of it. You know, it was just pride in what she has and in her situation. My grandma was a single mom to my mom.
But let me ask you something. Your grandma was proud of what she had. She was proud of her role. I don't understand what has happened in our society now where it has become more prestigious to brag when you don't do something. Like, I hear women bragging that they've never touched their stove. Or they would never bother, they would never, you know, clean their oven. Like, it's almost become, I am really scared for the way the society is, even my sister. She's like, you know, so after dinner the other night on Thanksgiving, when I said to her, when she spit my pie out, you can make a pie. So she's like, well, I don't have time for that. Why would I make a pie anyway when I could go to the bakery? That's what she says. I said, well, there's nothing better than something homemade. It's just, you cannot compare.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, no, I think the pie at the bakery is better. I said, well, then why didn't you bring a pie from the bakery? I mean, she didn't even bring anything to my house. I said, you didn't even bring a pie from the bakery.
Ugh.
You know, and so what, I said to her, what is your contribution in life? Really, what is it? You have a son, but you don't want to cook for him. You don't want to clean for him. You move back in with mommy so she could do everything. Now, here's my mother, who has always been a happy housewife who loves all this stuff, who loves taking care of her family. And I'm trying to explain to my sister that I think she's missing out on the idea of it all, the bigger picture. And even if she is living with my mother, the joy of making a pie with her son. You know, maybe I'm just old-fashioned, and this is what gets me in a lot of trouble. But I just think that there's an art form in what your grandmother did in taking care of your belongings, in being proud of your home, keeping your children together and home, and entertaining there, and having happiness around the home. I think it is the basis of everything else that we do. It's the base of everything that we do.
Well, and it's important to create a safe environment, you know, and that goes, there's a lot that goes into that. I mean, not only is your home clean and tidy and you're cooking from home, but just that you want your kids to know that you want them there. You want them there. And that they can come to you and
I
and
love
be at
that,
home.
Dana. You won the
Oh, my
that
gosh. I said
good...
something that Darla loves? Holy Isn't, crap.
That's a nice statement. You want them there. Isn't that a
yeah.
nice statement? And you know what? When you – I honestly believe this. If you're cooking for your children, giving them homemade decent meals, entertaining for them, hanging out at home, this is so important. And I love that I love that statement. You want them there. You know, did you ever see the story of Babe Ruth, the babe?
No.
Okay, so Sunday morning when I couldn't sleep, it was 4 a.m., I got up and I turned on the TV and the movie The Babe is coming on. Now, I could give a crap about Babe Ruth. I never thought about him a day in my life and I hate baseball. But I started watching this movie and I cried throughout the whole movie. It's the most beautiful story. The Babe Ruth story is a fabulous story. And everyone, you need to watch The Babe with your children. I know if they're over like 10. But anyway, his whole life was destroyed. His whole life was destroyed because his mother, he felt that his mother didn't want him. And, like, she never did anything for him. She never gave him any kind words. And it makes me think of Meta. And, by the way, where the hell has Meta been?
Well, she was on vacation. She should be back soon, though.
She hasn't
She was
been
going
in
on,
forum.
Like, a... I know, Dana, but she's been on vacation for, like, 6 weeks.
All right, but listen.
She was going on vacation for 6 weeks.
You need to send her an email. And we also need to find out where Heather has been. Where is Heather from Seattle?
I don't know. I know that AOL users were having a problem getting into the forums, and I emailed all of our AOL users with specific instructions on how to get in, and I don't know.
Well,
I don't know why
email,
they're not coming in.
Send me Heather's email, because I have her here on Skype, but I don't know her personal email address. Send it to me so I could track her down and make sure she's okay. The last time we heard from her, she was going to confront her husband about his girlfriends he was going out to lunch with, the girls from work. So I just want to make sure that none of those girls, like, you know, beat her up or anything. We've got to check on her. But back to the Babe Ruth story. His whole life was ruined by what his mother said or did not say to him. And it makes me think about what Meta said, and I've learned from her, which is, you know, you can't use sarcastic tones with your children. You can't talk to them the way you would speak to an adult. And even I have realized that I've done that. And I stop myself now from doing that. You know, you don't even realize that you do that. And the words, you know, like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? How could you do that? You know, like,
I
won't say that to my children now.
I do that. I'm like, what are you thinking?
Right, but I don't do that anymore. Ever since Meta, ever since she wrote that, it made me really think that, you know, I can't talk to them like that. And but what you said is so profound, Dana. Show your kids that you want them. I love that. And since it is the holiday season, not only should we show our kids that we want them, but I believe that we need to show our kids how to be good people to other people. Let's go to the food pantries. Let's bring food to people in need. Bake a pie. Bring it to an old person on your block. Go to your school. Speak to the counselor. I do this every year. I speak to the social counselor. I find out how many families need food in your own schools.
Yep.
And I get gift certificates to the food stores or to JCPenney's or whatever there is. Last year, I found out that there were a couple of children who in the school who needed clothes, and I went clothes shopping. Find out what you can do and take your kids with you. Mm-hmm. Let them see what you're doing. Go to your church. We picked two stars from our tree at the church. I'm looking at them right now. One little girl's asking for jewelry. She's 12.
Aww.
One little boy is asking for an electronic game. And let's see how old he is. He's 13. So we're going to go shopping for that.
And don't forget the elderly. One thing that I'm going to try and do this year is get my kids, pack them up, and go to some of the retirement homes or the nursing homes, because there are a lot of elderly that are alone, where their families either aren't around or they don't come and see them, and they love children. So pack your kids up, go to a nursing home, visit the elderly. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Right. Bake some cookies, bring them over there, mm-hmm. but teach your children compassion.
Yes.
And teach your children what this holiday season really means.
Yep.
What it really
Definitely.
Means. And so I'm really excited. I'm all pumped up. I'm going to go make the beds, and then I'm going to clean up my kitchen, and I am off to go holiday shopping. I have not bought one Christmas gift, not one.
Oh, I haven't either.
I am far behind, and I don't even want to go to the stores. I'm doing most of my shopping online.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but some things I just need to go to the store to get a few things. Mm-hmm. So, girls, have a great day. Dana, it was great talking to you. And
yes.
I am excited. I'm pumped up. Go get some coffee. Wake yourself up. Get your Christmas tree up. I think it's too early for the Christmas tree, though.
Never. Never,
I don't like
never.
This whole – no, the Christmas tree should not go up until the calendar says December 1st. I'm sorry. Do what you want to do, but that's what I do here. My whole house is decorated, but I haven't put the trees up yet.
Let me ask you this. Do you get artificial or real?
I am an artificial girl because I cannot be bothered with all the needles on the floor.
You know, we found this is a good piece of information. Michigan, where I am at, is a huge metropolis for Christmas trees. There's tons of Christmas tree farms. And do you know they start cutting Christmas trees in October? So, girls, when you get them in December, they're dead. They are. They're dead. And they spray paint them green. I am not kidding you. Did you know that?
They do not.
They do. I swear to God. I swear. They are out in the fields with a big tanker truck and a spray gun, and they are spraying those trees green. I am not fooling.
Well, let me tell you, I'm against the whole real tree industry, and I think it's a bad thing. I think it's disgusting to cut down all those trees to use for 3 weeks. I just think it's terrible. I'm also anti-paper. I think that half of the paper products that are out there we should not be allowed to have. I just got a catalog from Bloomingdale's. This thing mm-hmm. was like the Bible. It was so big and so thick. I mean, what a waste of paper. Listen, it smells beautiful to have a real tree. The idea of going out. If you're going to take your kids out to a farm and cut down a tree and drag it home like John Boy Walton, then you should do that. I love that idea. But if you're going to go to some roadside jerk who's selling a dead tree that has been spray painted for $75 to take it home, to let all the needles fall on the floor every day, and I have to bend down under the tree, poking my eye out to put the water in the freaking bucket, I'm not doing it.
Well, two things. Number one, if you do take your kids to the tree farm, which is what we do, you're going to spend at most $15 for a very nice, full, tall Christmas tree that you would spend over $75 on a tree lot for. And my second point is, get a potted tree. They have them out there where you can buy a potted tree, and then you can actually plant it after Christmas.
I did that 3 years ago, and mine dried up and died in the house. Because the heat, it just died.
Well, you got to get it back outside.
I know. Well, you know, so that was it. After 3 years ago, I had a real tree up until 3 years ago. And then I went with the real tree every year. And then 1 year, I poked my eye out. I had a cut across my face from the pointy stick every time I watered it. And every time the dog walked by, he would, you know, bang into the tree. The needles would be on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to the potted tree. Then that thing dried up and died. And mm-hmm. I said, you know what? That's it. I'm done. I went and bought one of those pre-lit trees.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it comes in two sections. You pick the top up and stick it in the bottom, and it's up. That's it. And I once it's decorated with all the kids' ornaments, it looks beautiful, so I don't really care. And if you want that pine smell, they do have it in the spray now. You can just spray, yes. But what I do get is I get like three real wreaths, pine wreaths.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I hang them up in the house. So I get the smell, a little bit of pine needles, and I don't have to water it. So it works out for me.
There you go.
There you go. So you have a good day, Dana, and I will talk to the rest of you girls. And we have to make sure that all our moms are back in the forums. Dana, you're in charge of that, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay.